From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Georgia Democrats rallied behind their nominee for governor at an annual dinner in Atlanta last night. GPB's Emily Cureton reports.
Governor hopeful Stacey Abrams gave a five-minute speech that ended with a fiery call to expand state and federally funded health insurance.
And there is nothing more Democratic than the belief that you should not die because we're too cheap and too mean to expand Medicaid in the state of Georgia. That is a Democratic value.
About 900 supporters attended the state party's biggest annual fundraiser. The headliner was U.S. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama. For GPB News, I'm Emily Cureton in Atlanta.
The six-month Atlantic hurricane season officially starts June 1st, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecast calls for 10 to 16 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes. 1 to 4 hurricanes could be major with sustained winds of at least 111 miles per hour. If that forecast holds, it would make for a near-normal season. Average hurricane season produces 12 named storms, of which 6 become hurricanes, including 3 major hurricanes. Savannah State University President Cheryl Dozier is facing criticism over her leadership. WSAV reports groups of students, alumni, faculty, and faith leaders have written to the State Board of Regents to share their concerns about campus safety, student retention, and graduation rates. The groups also allege a climate of intimidation and financial constraints for some departments. The Faculty Senate, the official body representing Savannah State teachers, says they support Dozier. Well, the U.S. Justice Department is investigating the police shooting of a 20-year-old black man in Savannah. This comes after a grand jury decided not to indict two police officers who killed Ricky Boyd outside his grandmother's home. Body camera footage released yesterday by Savannah police shows Boyd standing in front of the house pointing what appears to be a gun at officers serving a warrant. Officers later discovered it was a BB gun. Savannah Police Chief Mark Revenue.
We believe the evidence shows that our police officers acted professionally and appropriately, and we will continue to honorably and respectfully serve our community.
Revenue says his department is cooperating with the Justice Department investigation. South Georgia peanut growers are worried about the rain that persists in the weather forecasts. WALB-TV reports farmers are waiting to see when they'll be able to finish planting peanuts in the saturated ground. Only about 65% of the peanut crop has been planted. And UGA peanut agronomist Scott Monfort says the crop is not growing as well as it should be. The Georgia State Patrol is advising drivers to be careful as they hit the road for this, the first big travel weekend of the summer season. The 78-hour Memorial Day weekend travel period officially starts at 6 o'clock tonight and ends at midnight on Monday, and rain is expected throughout. Now, during the same period last year, GSP investigated more than 400 crashes, including 6 deaths. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.